You're listening to Trailer Pod Boys, the podcast dedicated entirely to the iconic Canadian sitcom Trailer Park Boys. This is the Trailer Pod Boys podcast series wrap-up. And now, here are your hosts of Trailer Pod Boys, Matt, David, and Quint.
This is Trailer Pod Boys episode 55. This is our podcast series wrap-up. I guess since we're still drinking, we can do one more round. I know I've changed drinks since our last recording, so I'll start. I'm on to a Yuengling Light. Fuck that Moohoo shit. I'm on to a beer that tastes like beer.
But it's light.
Yeah, well, I'm also marathon training, so, you know. Again, much like my last time training, I'm trying not necessarily to lose weight. I'm trying to keep weight from gaining, so.
So, wait a minute. Didn't we establish last time we were there that binge drinking increases your times?
Yeah, but it's 7 weeks away, so I have to binge drink.
So we're gonna have the week binge before. Drink in 6.5 weeks. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yep. Oh, yep. I'm there for that.
Okay,
you just
that's a different
give
podcast.
Me a call and, yeah, it's a different podcast. Okay,
that's the DestroyingMattsBody.com.
Yeah. I am actually drinking a Lafroy Caradus, which is an interesting.
You're making that up.
No. It's, well, I don't know if I'm saying it right. All of these Scottish names, fuck, I don't know. Cairdeas. Caradus? Caradus?
O'Connell.
It's, I guess, they used to do this a long time ago with Lafroy. All this kind of stuff. They released this one as a special 18-year Friends Club thing. I didn't know anything about this shit. I just saw a new Lafroy and figured I would pick it up and try it. It is absolutely, completely, and utterly unlike any other Lafroy I have ever tried.
So, is it... I'm sorry, is it a just like a completely different variety they sell, or is it a different aging?
Different aging. Amount? It's also a 50-50 blend from 21 and 13-year stuff. It's really interesting. It doesn't have, so for me, when I drink Lafroy, I always go lots of peat, a little smoke, and that's what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
This has a bit of the peat, not almost imperceptible peat, but it's got it there. No smoke, a lot of fruity, earthy tones to it. It's just something that I've never expected from Lafroy, and it's fantastic. It's a great whiskey, and I'm happy to be finishing off on something this good.
Nice.
Okay,
Dave, you know, go ahead, Dave. I'll be right back. You're right, we're finishing. Go ahead, Dave.
So I'm having, and I've mentioned this before, is the Costco Kirkland brand, Añejo Tequila.
Mm.
Which is really, really a quite nice tequila. You can put it in, you can sip it with on ice, or you can put it in a margarita. And I have to say, I mean, Quint, you know me, I'll take a good, you know, Hornitos margarita, but you throw a little bit of Añejo in there, or even make it all with Añejo.
Yeah.
And it's
that much better.
And it doesn't cost that much more.
Like the Costco tequila is very well priced.
Yeah. So,
I tried it on your recommendation, and man, it's like, we don't buy Hornitos anymore, because why bother? Just go to Costco, buy this stuff, and not only can you pour it into margaritas, you can sip it, so.
Right. Yeah. I don't know who they get it from, like who really makes it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I kind of would like to, but if it can keep getting it as cheap as you can at Costco, I'm happy.
Right.
I stuck around long enough to hear what you were drinking, but I missed the description until the very end there. But, well, yeah, since you both mentioned it's our last episode, we needed to wrap up. When I said I was going to be right back, I ran out and got a beer. I had one single beer left from Oktoberfest this year, and it's the Coney Island Freaktoberfest, and I was holding on to it because I didn't want to, you know, I hate when Oktoberfest ends, but now's as good a time as any to crack it open. So it's the Coney Island Freaktoberfest, and that's the one I'm going to drink during this episode. And then I'll just, dang it, since the Yuengling Light's open, I'll just have to follow it with that one.
Alrighty.
Very nice. So, we've gone through, with this episode 55, we've gone through 7 seasons of Trailer Park Boys, including, we started with the cart boy, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And we did. Yeah, we did a couple of shorts, a cart boy and Dix.
Mm-hmm. And Dix, and 7 seasons, and we just did Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys.
Did the Christmas special. That was the Christmas first one special. We did all together in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
And we did movies. We did a – I mean, we've done –
We did a commentary for Countdown to Liquor Day, which – has that been released or is that going to be released?
It'll be released following this, probably in the same chunk. I think this last bit is going to be like a release of everything.
Okay.
And we also had some fantastic interviews with many cast members. Every one of them was just fantastic to talk to. Wonderful people. They took their time. I mean, especially in Sam Lasca's instance, he took the time while he was working at, like, I think his bar or something to talk with us for a long time. And just, there was just so many people that we got to talk to and interact with that when we started this, I never dreamed of being able to do that.
I didn't. I never imagined when I first saw this on a plane on my little iPod 5, the first video iPod, which seems so archaic now, only 3 years later.
Right.
I never imagined I'd be talking to majority of the cast. And I dare say with our next projects, when their movie comes out and they start promoting, we may continue talking to them. But the people we talked to, I never dreamed it was going to happen. It was I was going to say a dream come true, but I never dreamt it. It's just, never thought it would happen.
And I mean, Phil Collins, Lucy and Sarah.
Lucy and Sarah, to me, was the icing on the cake. It really was, because by that time, we had talked to so many other people, and it was like, all of a sudden, we got a line on Sarah, and it was like, do you want to talk to us both? And it was like, holy shit.
That was the amazing part. The amazing part is, I was able to contact Sarah Dunsworth, and during our initial contact, she's the one who brought Lucy into it. So I didn't even have to pursue that. That was completely her idea.
Right.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to run through. Let me run through so I don't leave anyone out, because I had to make a couple notes here, too. Let's start off with we certainly don't want to forget this guy. We haven't talked to him for a while. I haven't emailed him for a while, but I see him on Facebook every once in a while. I want to thank Brian for joining us. Brian is the administrator for the Trailer Park Boys wiki. He did an interview with us talking about the Monopoly board he designed, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and totally cool. He also is the one that set us up with Richard Collins. So I certainly want to thank him for what he's done and for supporting us. I also want to thank Brad Diamond from Motoring TV. Quentin and I had a really fun interview with him talking about the Targa Newfoundland special last year.
Yep, he was a good guy to talk to. He had a lot of really cool kind of behind the scenes, not even really behind the scenes, but behind the
wheel
actors. It wasn't even behind the wheel; it was behind the actors stuff. Like he told us so many things about Ricky's mom and things like that. That was just so cool to hear about these guys that we've been watching on TV for 7 seasons plus all these other things. So that was really cool.
Yep. I'm going to go backwards here because it's a weird situation how the interview is. I certainly want to thank, as we just said, Sarah Dunsworth and Lucy Decoterre for their time. That was a blast. I don't know that that's our best interview, but that's probably the one I had most fun on, and the one I've been looking forward to from the get-go when I knew we were going to do it.
I agree.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so fun.
Yep. Sam Tarasco, that was the biggest surprise interview. His was freaking hilarious. Might actually be my favorite one.
I just love the stuff about Michael Ironside. That was that was killer.
You know, I keep going down the list here. Now, actually, Richard Collins. That's a tough. Richard Collins and Sam Tarasco are my favorites, but for two polar opposites, because Sam Tarasco's was raw and uncensored, and Richard Collins was just like sitting there listening to a little kid listening to his favorite uncle tell stories, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He was just so, like, humble and friendly, and it was great.
Yeah.
Bernard Robichaux, twice we had an interview with him. He was great for coming on. I mean, he was fun. He had some really good behind-the-scenes stories.
Mm-hmm.
specific to stuff. Actually, you know, it fell into place. The stories he fell right into what we were talking about at the time, if I remember right. And even if they didn't, it didn't matter. That was a fun interview. And last but certainly not least, and oddly enough, our very first interview. I mean, talk about starting at the top and just, you know, where do you go from there? Rob Wells, John Paul Tremblay, and Mike Smith. Who ever thought, you know,
in character
as Ricky Julian and Bubbles. Who ever thought three guys with three mics on their computers would get these guys for 20 minutes with original material? And in a sense, if you really want to be a geek, canon material, because they told stories as if they were the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, granted, I mean, it was a part of a radio promotional thing, and so we were kind of just one in a series
of radio
stations that were talking to them. But, hey, we're three guys with microphones, and now we're on that level, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're basically three dickheads that got onto the show, like, long after it had really stopped playing and airing anywhere, and shit, we got to talk to them. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was like one of the best days of my life in the last 5 years was that day where it was like we woke up in the morning. It was early. I was going to go into work late and we got to just kind of sit, get everything ready. I know Matt was freaking out because he wanted everything to work properly and all that stuff. And it was just, yeah, that was fun day.
Yeah, you know, here's a story we never told. We tested and retested and I did all this shit with Skype. We were ready to go. The one thing we didn't fucking plan for, what if they called early? And they did, and Quint wasn't on the line yet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was freaking out. Christy, my wife Christy, who actually set up that interview, thanks to her. Oh, Jesus Christ, I almost went this whole episode without thanking everything she's done over the past 3 years or so. Yeah, let me thank her real quick. Yes, thank you.
I was getting there.
Okay, cool. All right, maybe we'll revisit that. But anyway, I'm sitting there talking to Bubbles, and I'm not talking to Mike Smith. I'm talking to Bubbles, buying time while Christy is trying to call Quint on the cell phone to get him the fuck on the computer.
Right, and I'm like, okay, I had everything set up. My, you know, GarageBand was going, my mic was set up, everything was going, and I'm making coffee and, you know, just pouring my coffee and making sure I got, you know, some coffee to keep me awake, because it was an early interview, if I remember. And
it was like I come 7 or 8 here, so really early for you guys.
And I come into my office and I sit down and I grab my phone, which I left in my office as I'd set everything up, and there's like 5 frantic text messages on my phone going, they're here, come on, get on. So I'm like, oh, shit, fuck. Yeah.
We found out later, and this was funny too, like just days later, like the interview they had before us, like pretty much hung up on them. Yeah. That's why they were so damn early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Remember that one? That's like, I don't know, I think it was Detroit. I think it was because their first show was in Detroit. I think it was a Detroit radio station. They had trouble hearing them. This is one of those morning guy radio relics who is soon going to be put out the pasture. Couldn't hear him, so he hung up on him. It was a pretty dicky interview, actually.
Yeah.
So that's why we got him like 10 minutes early.
Yep. And they were, honestly, I mean, they stayed in character the whole time. We had some cell phone conflicts with them. JP and Rob were on the same cell phone. Yeah. And I got to say, these guys never broke character. No matter what was going on, when they were handing cell phones back to each other and that kind of stuff, there was never a time when any of them slipped and broke character in the whole thing. And we went on for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes or something.
But the whole phone call was about 40 minutes. The airable stuff was about 20 minutes.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. And they couldn't have been. And that's what's weird. It's funny you say that. They never broke character yet couldn't be more cordial, even though they were their characters. Yeah. It's really a weird line they walk.
It is.
Yeah.
Super guys. Super fun.
So Quint, you mentioned that was one of your best days of your lives in the past few years. It was mine too, until a few months later when I actually got to talk to them for a while face to face in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I had to rub that in.
And so that was funny because you flew to Buffalo because that was going to be, they were going to end the tour without coming to anywhere near you.
Right.
And then like they extended it and ended up coming to Florida, right?
Yeah, for the last show, which is really ironic. But anyway, yeah, that was awesome. And I genuinely think John Paul Tremblay remembered us from the conversation we had. Rob mm-hmm. Wells pretended he did, but I don't think he did. Mike Smith said he did, clearly did not remember us. But I think John Paul Tremblay sincerely remembered us from the way we were talking about it.
And, you know, so in our last episode, we kind of really bashed Drunken on Drugs, Happy Fun Time Hour. The one good thing that I got out of watching that was a real appreciation for how creative John Paul Tremblay really is.
Yeah.
I
do say conceptually it was good. I think, and this is me talking out of my ass. Sorry, Quinn, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just going to add this as just an addendum to our last conversation about it. I think the idea they had just could not be translated to TV.
I agree. And the thing is that I think it would have been a wicked comic book.
Yeah, you're probably right. Animated probably would have worked.
Even animated too. Would have worked but my point was J.P. Tremblay played so many characters, and I guess they all played that many characters, but he played the most diverse set of characters in that series. The guy was just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Right.
And it just seems, I guess it seems surprising because he's sort of the straight man in Trailer Park Boys.
Right.
And that was exactly. And so you don't expect him to be the acting virtuoso.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was getting at, is that, you know, coming from Trailer Park Boys, he like you said, he's the straight guy, and he there's not a lot of range in Julian.
Right.
In
there's not a lot of range in Ricky and Bubbles either, but at least they're like more visual and flamboyant in their character.
Yes.
I disagree. I think that Ricky actually has a lot of range.
Yeah, no, there's a good point. He does have a lot of range.
When you said flamboyant, that's perfect. I mean, Ricky gets to be far more.
Yeah. But he's a lot more visual and dynamic.
Yes, there you go.
But Ricky also goes through a lot more character change and a lot more. Yes. You know, character moments where there is change to him than any of the others.
No, you're absolutely right. And if you're looking at a sort of from a story standpoint, even though the whole series originates with Julian hiring this film crew and to follow him,
like
Ricky is the protagonist. Ricky is the one who goes through the changes.
Right. This is Ricky's story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But even then, it's just like the flamboyancy, that kind of range, even Julian doesn't get that in Trailer Park Boys. He's always got to be that really straight guy.
And that's just his character. It's not anything against him as an actor. That's the character.
No, exactly. Yeah. But I didn't realize how good of an actor he was until I watched Drunken on Drugs.
Right.
I'll have to get you a copy of that, Dave, just to see it, just as like. Yeah.
Even fast forward through some of the chunks of it, but but getting back to Trailer Park Boys, all that kind of stuff, all of the interviews were, all of them were highlights. The first one was obviously like, oh my fucking God, we're talking to the boys.
I mean, I've never been so, I've been nervous before, but that one was just like, I was in physical discomfort leading up to that. But you know what's funny? And I have this with almost everything we do now with podcasts. Like we did a massive live show for our Star Wars podcast. I get to the point where I'm like physically a wreck until it's go time. And I mean, it's at go time. Snap the fingers and it's almost like I'm a different person. And that's how that interview was. I was almost sick to my stomach. And I was sick to my stomach until... We said, okay, we're starting. Bam. And I was like, you know, I had all my notes. I was all over it. Yeah. Even with the technical difficulties, I think we got through it pretty good. I don't know. I love that I can do that, but I wish I didn't get the physical ailment before it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And back to what you were saying is like, I don't care if we did good or not. We got to talk to the boys in character. That was just fucking cool.
Yep.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and then, you know, the interviews that followed were all perfect, and we did crown it off with Sarah and Lucy, and
that one I don't think I was nervous for because of all the work Sarah did for it. It almost was asked to interview her, so that was cool.
And the big thing that sticks in my head, and this is going to be weird about that whole interview, is the whole Batman costume thing.
Yeah,
that's still like the one thing that really sticks in my head. I was like, really? Batman costume, like. Yeah, just because that was
out they were sleeping together
cuddled up like kittens. Okay, yes, I remember that one vividly, but I wasn't gonna go. Ah, fuck, you fucked it for me. But I mean, if you listen to the interview, I would never. You know, watching TV and all this stuff, and you see all these stars and all these actresses and actors and stuff like that. And those two were like the most down to earth people that I'd ever met that, you know, were in the business. It was just crazy.
Yeah. And Richard Collins, I thought was pretty down to earth.
Yeah, he was too. Man, everybody who we didn't meet in character was that way. I mean, Sam was the same way.
Well, yeah.
Just down to earth, uncensored awesomeness.
Yeah, and I know. So, I mean, talking about interviews and maybe moving on to what we've done, from what we've done to what we wanted to do. I know we had a lot of stuff planned, and it just didn't work out that we wanted to get Corey and Trevor. We wanted to Jonathan Torrens.
I totally forgot about
some other
that.
People.
I forgot about we did have Corey lined up, and something just I don't know what happened. Nothing happened. I should say it just kind of stopped.
It just didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
What about the show itself? I mean, we developed our style over time.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I was just gonna say, you know, when we started this, was just an excuse to get Matt, Dave, and I sitting down at a computer talking to each other once every couple of weeks.
This is literally started with, you know, the sentence, hey, I've been looking around, there's no Trailer Park Boys episode. You guys want to do one?
Yep.
Right. That's really how it started.
And plus, Dave had recently moved away from me, so the three of us were now all
in
different locations.
Were you in Pennsylvania when we started this, Dave?
I might have been.
Yeah, you were, because it was the excuse for all three of us to talk again.
Yes.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
David just moved to Pennsylvania, and so there was this thing where it's like, there's no way for all three of us to get into a room, or even two of us to get into a room anymore and chat. So we decided, okay, let's do this Trailer Park Boys podcast, because there isn't one. And it gives us an excuse to bullshit and drink with each other on Skype for, you know, however long, every week or a couple weeks. And I mean, our original format was three episodes a show.
That was insane. I can't even imagine that, how we did that.
I don't know either. I mean,
yeah, that was one of those things, like several of our podcasts, where the initial concept does not stand up to the first couple of tries.
Yeah, but also, I think it also, man, you know, it may have been a natural evolution too. Whereas the further we got down the road, the more we had to talk about saying, like, oh, okay, but you remember, you know, in the first season when he said
this,
and we'd go on those rat holes that we didn't used to have, maybe.
But I think
I don't know. Yep.
And part of it also was, you know, we started talking and just kind of getting stupid and goofy.
There's that.
The weirdest thing for me out of this whole thing, and I'm talking about the interviews, I'm talking about getting the interviews, that original one and all that stuff. I'm talking about the weirdest thing to me about all of this is that we started this as a reason to talk to each other, and there was no other Trailer Park Boys podcast, and son of a bitch, we got an audience.
Yeah, that's true.
That is the most surprising thing to me as well.
Exactly. That was the weirdest thing. It was like all of the sudden, Matt's starting to send us emails saying, dude, like, we got this many downloads. Dude, we've got, like, the downloads are climbing again. And we started getting downloads from Japan and Britain and all sorts of places. And it was like, holy crap. People are, wow, people listening to me. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, for, I mean, for the longest time, it was our top podcast, and it is, it's still our second most popular podcast. I mean, and I don't want to, and I don't mean to detract from this at all. Now we've started, Neos has started a Star Wars podcast, and, you know, you put Star Wars on the name of anything, and yeah, it gets numbers. So take that out of the equation. It's still our, one of our most successful ventures.
And the cool thing was that we got on Facebook, we got a phone number and all these kind of cool stuff, and fans started interacting. And that's just where it gets creepy and fun.
we've had some good interactions.
We've had mostly good interactions.
Yeah. In fact, I can't really think of.
No, I think all our fan interactions have been great.
Yeah.
I wish that we had run into fans of the show at the live show when Quint and I went to San Francisco. That would have been awesome.
Right, right. We did meet a fan, actually, now that I think about it.
Yes, we did.
We did. Remember at Celebration?
Yes, we did.
That was awesome.
He was from Alberta, Calgary. Good guy, young guy, really liked Trailer Park Boys, was happy to meet us. And, I mean, personally, I hung back because this was a Star Wars in character kind of gig. So it was kind of like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then I went back to what I was doing. But yeah, he was definitely a fan.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but I don't want to ignore, trailerparkboys.org, did, you know, without any request, anytime we had an interview with any of the characters, they would pick it up and promote it for us. And every time they did that, our numbers would shoot up. We'd see a big spike. And yeah. I did have a conversation back and forth with his handle is Fishy Neil. Way back when Mike Clattenburg gave away his award, which I can't remember the name of it. Fishy was the one that picked it up.
And Canadian thing.
Yeah, we were going to interview him, but it was in the midst of when we had, our slowdown and whatnot, and it just, you know, kind of fell to the wayside because it was old news by the time we picked up recordings again. Yeah. But between him and the another handle, the woman that goes by Tiggy Pudding, those two would pick up the feed or wherever they get the source from, they pick up the interviews and post them. And every time they did that, we certainly got a spike, and I appreciate them doing that, you know, completely unsolicited. And it is, well, they did it because they love the show as much as we do while we're recording the episode. Yeah. So, but it's certainly worth mentioning them too. And if that's a community, if for some reason you're just picked up the show and marathoning through it and got to this last episode, and you don't know about trailerparkboys.org, you need to go there. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Totally.
Everybody that I've met through this show has been fun. Just super people and fun.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we mentioned, I thanked him early on, Brian from Trailer Park Boys Wiki.
It was great.
I was
kind of weirded out at first because I was like, oh, okay, this guy might be a freak, dude. You know,
when you talk fan to fan, it's like, what's this interview going to be? It's just going to be two guys back and forth saying, that was awesome, this is awesome, that was awesome, but not at all. He was great,
yeah.
Yep.
Plus, there's always that thing about if anybody's more fanatic about something than you are, they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, how do you play that out?
Yeah,
like, right. What's normal?
You know? Yeah, but no, he was not like that at all.
No, not at all. That was great. He was awesome.
And
yeah, he just wanted to do what he could to help the show, and he had that contact with I'm sure I mentioned this, and now I'm on the Yingling now, so my memory is starting to get fuzzy. But yeah, he's the one who set up the Richard Collins interview, so he just wanted to help out.
Oh yeah.
And before we
help his wiki too.
Yeah. Before we go anywhere, the biggest thanks for all of this has to go to Matt and Christy. Both of them have put in more hours than Dave and I probably combined. And they've hosted, they've set up all the website, they've set up all the services, they've done all of this kind of stuff. Matt continues to pay most of the hosting fees and all of this kind of stuff. And we don't
the get editing and the voiceovers editing, and the right, news exactly. segments.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we can go on and on and on. They don't make any money from this. And we certainly don't make any money from this. We do this out of fun. And so those two have put in way more hours than anyone else. And it's all because of them that you got to hear us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I mean, certainly wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy doing it. And I want to take the time to thank you guys for taking the time to have done the show over all these years. And it's weird. This is the end, at least the regular episodes. Maybe we'll have some specials, but this is the end. But I'm not as upset as I normally would be at the end of something like this, because I know, well, first and foremost, this doesn't affect anything communication wise and friendship with us, but I know we're going to go on to do something else together and have as much fun, maybe more, maybe not more, but maybe some fun in a different way. But long story short, which is too fucking late now because I drug that out. But,
yes, it's a true Trailer Pod Boys episode.
Exactly. So,
long story short, what I wanted to say was all the effort that I do put into it is always worth it, because I have so much fun doing it with you guys and with a subject matter I love so much. And Christy doesn't love the subject matter so much, but she does love me and she loves you guys. So anything that makes us happy makes her happy. So it is, I don't want to say no trouble, but in the grand scheme of things, it's been no trouble to do, because it's something that is, means something so much to us personally.
Seriously, and the stuff that she does for the podcast is like almost nothing compared to when Matt or when Dave and I show up at your house and crash for a week.
True, exactly.
And
yep.
She drives us around drunk all week. I mean, come on, that is way more than the few things she's done for the podcast.
That's true. That is true. Good point for her. So fuck her. She hadn't done anything.
No, that was not my point.
I know you meant. I just want to thank you guys. I mean, this show, I mean, as popular as it got and as much fun as we had doing, it's had its ups and downs. Dave has changed careers literally in the middle of it. I've been through the freaking wash, dryer, and everything else with my job, and we still managed to get through it to the end. Now, not as, you know, probably we probably would have liked to have tightened it up in the end there and get more episodes out, but we didn't. It's the way it goes. But we did see it through to the end, and I appreciate you guys hanging with me, and I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we got to this point.
I feel like it's a good library of episode synopses.
Synopsises.
Balls.
Balls. that people can go to, you know? I mean,
hey, great.
It's a good catalog of commentary on the episodes. It's not an episode synopsis, because you can find that on the Trailer Park Boys wiki, and that's fine. But it's our commentary, and I feel like it's a good library of stuff that somebody can go to whenever they discover Trailer Park Boys, which could be, you know, whatever, because of Netflix and syndication and whatever. And so I'm really happy and proud that we did this.
Yeah. It's amazing how many just to talk about this a little bit, it is amazing how many people are still finding this show, because I still subscribe to the Google news feeds of Trailer Park Boys, you know, each actor's name, Mike Clattenburg, John, blah, 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 blah. But almost daily, if not daily, at least three times a week, there's a news feed in my Google search that says, has anyone heard of this show? And it's someone posting on a blog or on a forum somewhere that just now discovered Trailer Park Boys. It's literally
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Every week.
Nice. Yeah. It's been a phenomenon, and I'm really happy to have been just a tiny part of it.
Yeah, I'm glad we did this. It's been. I would have never guessed in a billion years we would have done what we did with between the shows, talking to the cast, and
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean,
and with that,
for a fledgling exactly. podcast, there's nothing else we could have asked for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that, there is, I mean, one obvious thank you, and I think we all want to say something about this. I want to thank everyone that's tuned in, has stuck with us, is continuing to tune in, is maybe just hearing this, you know, a year later after we did this. Anyone that's ever taken the time to listen to this show or any show that, you know, I've spent time in, I certainly appreciate it. I want to thank all the people that have supported us and continue to support us and have taken the time to write us, give us voicemails, post on our Facebook page.
Give us drink suggestions. There was a lot of
those. Give us drink suggestions? Yep. There's one guy I've kind of almost formed a near friendship with on Facebook that I talk to regularly, but I mean, that really doesn't have anything to do with anything. I just want to thank everyone that's taken the time to listen. You know, we do this stuff for free. We just put it out there. We're not looking for anyone to give us anything other than their time. And honestly, my time to me is worth more than my money. So if you're giving your time to listen to anything I do, I certainly appreciate it. So thank you to everyone that's ever listened and is listening to this right now for that and for your support over the years. And if we do anything else with this, or if you listen to our new shows, thank you for that as well.
And for all of us, I'll just say right now, we're really sorry.
I'm also sorry for Quint.
Thanks for listening to the Trailer Pod Boys podcast. The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by TPB Productions. All Trailer Park Boys characters, places, and situations are copyright TPB Productions or their respective copyright holders. To find out more about our original and award-nominated podcasts, please visit neozaz.com.